Hello, and welcome to another Apple This podcast.
Hello, Dave Nason here, taking a quick look at some of the new features specifically for the iPad, or the newly named iPad OS. I'm going to start by looking at the Today view, the Today view being where you keep widgets such as battery or weather, news, calendar, reminders, and so on. This was previously full screen, and now it is sort of a slide-out drawer from the first home screen, I guess is the best way to describe it. So what I'm going to do is put focus on my first home screen here.
Sky News.
And if I, for example, was to swipe left with three fingers, this would, of course, take me to my second home screen.
Page 2 of 5. Dock. Safari.
And we can hear I'm on page 2 of 5 now. So I'm going to go back to the first screen.
Pages. Home. Page 1 of 5. Dock. Safari.
So I'm back on the first home screen by swiping right with those three fingers. I'm going to do that gesture again, so as if I'm going further again beyond my first home screen, which is exactly Trailers. What we would have done before in iOS 12, but there's a slight change now.
Dock, Safari, independent breaking news, i.e. high.
So you're hearing some news there. So what's happened there is that it has opened the Today view, but it is actually only taking up about a third of the screen. My first home screen of apps are also still on screen, just squashed into a slightly smaller space. So the Today view, like I say, is kind of a slide-out drawer.
Sky Store.
So we can hear
Sky News.
I'm
Sky Box Office.
Swiping through the apps that are on my first home screen, but if I explore over on the left-hand side of the screen,
IrishExaminer.com, protest to take place in court, breaking news, i.e. High Court allows intern examiner 100 days to say Limerick.
And there's my news widget. Now, there are also a couple of other methods available to open the Today view, which I'll quickly show you. So firstly, I'm just going to dismiss the Today view here.
Music. Dock. Safari.
Okay. So the first is to use the adjustable page controller, which is just above the dock, of course.
Page 1 of 5. Adjustable.
And very similar to how we can use the three-finger swipe to change pages, we can use this to change pages, and it works the same way. So if I swipe up.
Page 2 of 5.
I go to page 2. If I swipe down.
Page 1 of 5.
I'm back on page 1, swipe down again.
Showing Today view.
And we can hear voiceovers confirmed that the Today view is on screen. I will find the adjuster again.
Actions of page 1 of 5, adjustable.
And swipe up.
Hiding Today view.
And voiceover says hiding Today view. So it is gone off screen and I'm still on page 1. The other method is available when using a Bluetooth keyboard only. And that's using the Actions Rotor. So if you're not connected to a Bluetooth keyboard, this item will not appear. But if you are, you'll hear this item in the rotor. So I'm just going to use the Bluetooth keyboard here.
Dock, Safari.
Okay, I'm going to go up.
Show context menu. Today.
And then we hear Today appears in the Actions Rotor. I'm going to select. And while VoiceOver hasn't actually confirmed it for us there, I'm going to touch the left-hand side of the screen.
Independent, i.e. world number one. Impressive, Ireland claim top ranking for first time ever, we win over Wales. Independent, i.e.
And there we go. So the Today view has appeared on screen, and they are the various methods for opening the Today view. So I'm going to go to the bottom of this widget and find the edit button.
Independent, new, show last, I breaking news, independent, shortcut, show more, text element, check Apple order status, world rate, start, my edit, weather information provided by the way, edit button.
And find the edit button, and then I am going to double tap on that.
Cancel button.
And this brings up a screen where I can both change the order of those widgets that are appearing in the Today view, as well as choose which ones I want to appear and not. But also it has a switch for whether you or not you want to pin this Today view permanently to the home screen. So I'm going to do that.
Keep on home screen. Keep the Today view on the home screen next to your apps. Keep on home screen. Keep the Today view on the home screen next to your apps. Switch button off.
So currently switched off. I'm going to switch it on now.
On.
Okay, and then I'm going to find the Done button, so I'm just going to swipe left a couple of times.
Keep on home screen. Get time information from your Today view. Done button. Dock, Safari.
Now, I will explore the left-hand side of the screen again and find those that widget.
Breaking news, i.e. High Court allows intern examiner 100 days to save Limerick FC. IrishTimes.com, speed camera, show less button. News button, heading.
So you can see I have the Today widget there on the screen. I am now going to put focus on the apps in the other section of the screen.
Trailers.
So there's the trailers app. So now I'm going to swipe left with three fingers to go to the second page.
Page 205, Doc, Safari.
And this time it does go to the second page rather than dismissing the Today view as it would have done if the Today view was not pinned. I'll go back to page one.
Google Keep, Home, page 105, Doc, Safari.
And you'll find the Today view is still there.
News, actions available.
So that's the Today view. It is A, taking up just a section of the screen to the left of your first home screen when you have it on screen, and B, you have the option now to pin it there permanently. That's Today view on iPadOS. Next up, we'll take a quick look at Safari for iPad. The main change that Apple have made here is that Safari will now automatically, by default, look for the desktop version of sites rather than the mobile version of those websites. The reason for this, I suppose, is it's a bigger screen and people want to often do real work. You know, things like WordPress have been mentioned, things like Google, Docs, that kind of stuff. So now by looking for those desktop websites, it should give us a more desktop-like feel. And, you know, maybe for some people, this will help them to replace laptops with iPads, or at least get work done on their iPads in a way that they couldn't before. That's the thinking. So we'll take a quick look at this.
Doc, Safari. Safari, text field, is editing, character mode, actions available.
And how we can see this, because this is by going to the address bar. So we're on applevis.com now, and it is showing the desktop version.
Address, applevis.com, block.
Although in the case of AppleViz, there isn't a huge difference between mobile and desktop versions.
Format options, button.
And to the left of the address bar, if you swipe left once, you get to this new format options button.
Adjust format options, button.
So we have format options.
Page scale, 100% adjustable.
Page
actions,
scale.
Show reader view, button.
Show reader view.
Hide toolbar, button.
Hide toolbar, if you want to do that.
Request mobile website, button.
And then we've got request mobile website. So there you can see that by default, I'm on the desktop version and it's actually the mobile one that I would have to request, which is the reverse of both the iPhone and it is the reverse of previous versions of iPad. And that is Safari on iPad. And the last new feature I'm going to take a look at is the improvements Apple have made to multitasking. So again, they're looking to turn this into a device that people can use for work, for college, and so on. Multitasking is a big step in that direction. So what you can do, you can have slide over apps and you can have side by side apps as well. So two apps on screen at the same time, both active as well. You can drag things from one window into the other window, for example. It also allows multiple instances of a single app. So you could have two emails open side by side. You could have two notes or two Safari websites open side by side, for example, which can be really useful, as well as maybe being able to have a Safari and notes or messages and notes so you can work on the two together. So let's take a quick look at that.
Safari.
I'm going to open the Safari app.
Safari, back, dimmed, button.
There's a new gesture to bring up the dock, so you may be tempted if you have an iPad with a home button to double tap the or double press the home button. But in fact, what we do is we slide up from the bottom of the screen until we hear the first blip, and then we go to slide down again. So people with iPhone 10 or 10S or 10R will be familiar with this kind of gesture to some extent at least, but now on iPad it's being used for this. So you bring up the dock and we hear that little noise,
dock, Safari,
to confirm that it's come up and it's landed on Safari. So I'm gonna swipe right.
Files, notes,
and
mail, 30 unread emails.
Just say notes. I want to open notes alongside this. I can
pin notes to the left.
Pin notes to the left.
Pin notes to the right.
Pin it over to the right.
Open slide over.
Or open it and slide over.
Show context menu.
Or I can open a context menu for this.
Activate, default. Pin notes to the left.
So if I pin notes to the left.
Safari on right, notes on left, back, dimmed, button.
And I then have both Safari and notes on screen at the same time, and both active.
Notes, test note 3, yesterday, yet another test. In folder notes,
there's a
actions
test
available.
Note I wrote. And then on the right-hand side, I'm on applevis.com.
Login slash register, link, end, applevis, visit, link, image, banner, landmark, somewhat sharp, gift card, logo, other, sign.
There are loads of options available for how you want these to be presented. So you can have notes on the left, Safari on the right, and you can switch that around. You can have one larger than the other, or you can have them 50-50, and various different options to explore there around the screen. The main controls you're looking for are the app controller, which is usually found towards the top of the screen above each app.
Address, Safari controller, notes, all notes controller.
And the split view divider.
Notes, test note 3, yesterday, vertical split view divider, actions available.
And using the actions menu with those guys, you can make all sorts of changes to how these are presented. And that about does it for iPadOS. These are some of the key new features available that are specific to iPad. All those other features that are new to iPhone also apply, of course, but these are the ones for the iPad. Enjoy.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.